Good morning. Today's reading comes from Luke 1, 39 through 55. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." Mary's song of praise stated, and Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud and the thoughts of their hearts. He had brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." Bless the reading of the word.
Please pray with me. Mighty God, who scatters the proud and fills the hungry, by your Holy Spirit, let your word leap in us and bring to our yearning the joy that comes with new beginnings and renewed lives. Amen. I don't know about you, but it's been a crazy week for me. I have finished my final exams. Everything is turned in, and now I can breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief. Yay. But, you know, are we still in Advent? We're still waiting? But we've been waiting for so long. Why isn't it Christmas yet? But at the same time, we've been inundated with the commercialism of Christmas for like 2 months. The stores start their Christmas displays and music on November 1st. Santa has been the star of every commercial and television show since the week of Thanksgiving. We've been in a mad rush to decorate our homes and plan parties and write cards and wrap gifts. And then there's also still our regular daily lives that we have to contend with. You know, work, school, errands, bills, caring for loved ones. And you have to make sure that you keep a smile on your face the whole time, because this is a time to be happy. I don't know about you, but I could use a little rest from it all. Just a tiniest little sliver of peace. Maybe you're a little battered by it all too. Humor me. I ask you to do this for me all the time, but just humor me for a moment. And let's just take a couple of deep breaths together. Okay? We're just gonna take three deep breaths, right? Oh, that was really nice. It brings me immense joy when you just do the things that I ask you to do. did you feel a little bit of peace from those intentional breaths? So that's something that I hope to continue fostering here at Glenshaw Valley, that peace that, I want each of you to feel a sense of peace when you walk through those doors. When you sit in these pews, when you greet your neighbors. I want this to be a place of respite and safety, even when you aren't being pummeled by Christmas. And the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of peace, it's usually just like a time without war. And so, like, you know, we're living in a pretty peaceful time. And that's a good start. But I think that peace is also like a tranquility, like a lack of disturbance. It doesn't have to be like physical violence that disturbs our peace. Because like we're confronted with all types of things that just intrude our peace and invade our everyday lives. You know, emotional pain, anxiety, fear, deadlines, guilt. You get the idea. Our gospel has some glimpses of peace, but we must read between the lines. Luke isn't talking about peace in the ways that we're accustomed to thinking about it. And in some ways, it kind of seems as though God is actually threatening peace by challenging, you know, the good order of things. The world is going to be turned upside down with the incarnation of Jesus. The gospel starts out with a meeting between two pregnant women, neither of whom is supposed to be able to get pregnant. Elizabeth is old and supposedly barren. Mary is a young girl. She's not even married, so how could she possibly be pregnant? Nevertheless, God is at work in both of these women and the children in their wombs. John, Elizabeth's baby, responds to the meeting with a leap, you know, a little kick, leading Elizabeth to this new understanding. The Holy Spirit makes her cry out, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." This witness encourages and strengthens Mary as her vocation is confirmed by Elizabeth. And Mary responds with the Magnificat. As Protestants and as Presbyterians, we don't usually give a whole lot of thought to Mary. She's the mother of Jesus and all, but that's really more of a Catholic thing. And we've spent like 500 years trying to make sure that people know that we're not Catholic. But it's a pretty big part of Catholic and even like the Anglican or Episcopalian liturgies, even when it's not Advent. Our lectionary actually says that Mary's song or the Magnificat is optional for this week. Growing up, I always thought of Mary as this, you know, good, compliant, obedient girl who was the vehicle for Jesus. Basically, the complete opposite of me. But this praise of God did not come from the mouth of a meek and mild young woman. These are words of a rebel, intent on turning unjust systems on their heads. Oh, Mary, that's quite a little speech there. Didn't see all of that coming. This is church, and we're not supposed to be talking about destroying the powerful and sending away the rich. I mean, yeah, we're supposed to comfort the afflicted and feed the hungry and all of that, but this speech, Mary, this goes too far. Yet it is the gospel. Revolutionaries have long emphasized Mary and her song. So much so that the Magnificat has been viewed as a dangerous, and reciting it in public has even been banned in some countries, like India, Guatemala, Argentina. And for good reason. I don't know if you've heard of Oscar Romero. He was an El Salvadoran priest and martyr. He often compared Mary to the poor and the powerless people in his community who sought to overturn the oligarchy. The German pastor and theologian, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you know, that one that was executed by the Nazis for being a pacifist, he called the Magnificat the most passionate, the wildest, one might even say the most revolutionary hymn ever sung. I'm not the only one that hears that, right?
Okay.
I'm not. Yeah, evidently I'm not supposed to be talking about the Magnificat. But the placement of Mary's song here stops the action of the gospel in order to celebrate the greatness and the covenant faithfulness of God. And God is sovereign in the world. And God's greatness is displayed by displacing the proud and the powerful and sending the rich away empty-handed, by restoring peace. And with this song, Mary is no longer just a silent member of the Nativity or just a holy womb of God or just this, you know, obedient and compliant girl. She's announcing the arrival of the upside-down world that God has inaugurated. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. Mary proclaims the promised topsy-turvy future of God as an already accomplished fact. After all, God has already chosen Mary, a young, unwed woman, to bear the Messiah. Her song proclaims the end of the very social structures that ground Mary's own worth in her ability to even bear a son. Let Mary be a focal point for us as we await the arrival of true justice in the form of an infant. Let her song be a witness to how much God cares about our social realities. Let her song bring you the peace that only Christ can create as he turns the world upside down. Amen.